Hello, hello, everybody. It's Mike Stewart here at MikeStewart.live. I'm so happy to be here. I'm really excited about today's show. I'm going to tell you, I have been calling myself the video guy since 1998. In fact, I bought the domain name internetvideoguy.com back then by one of my mentors, a guy named Alex Mandosian, said, Mike, you're the audio guy. And I thought, well, I'll buy the video guy. Maybe someday video will be an online thing. Well, you know, video is here. Video is here to stay. Well, unbeknownst to me, there was a guy in America named Ray Lane, who was also a video guy, a great one, by the way. He's a colleague. He and I have done a lot of business over the years. I trust Ray. And, you know, I'll tell you what, he knows better than me. He knows YouTube better than me. A lot of the things I've learned about YouTube, I've learned from Ray, and I just can't give him a higher recommendation. So rather than me rambling about, what I know, I'm going to bring on an expert and I'm going to grill him because I need to know these things just like you need to know it. So welcome to the virtual stage, my good friend, Ray Lane, the video guy.
Woo, all right. Now that is an introduction. And, it's funny. You mentioned Alex. I haven't heard of or talked to Alex in a long time, but, I used to do a lot of stuff with him as well. I used to produce his videos where he would sell his products, where he would, he was kind of the guy that talked about, hey, you got to take and reproduce everything that you have. If you got videos, turn it into audios, turn it into books, turn it into courses, get it all out there. And, good to hear that name. I haven't heard a lot from Alex lately, so hope he's doing well.
I didn't know that about you, brother. I met you through the JVZoo world.
Yep.
And then, of course, we went to Daryl Eve's event together, which Daryl is a monster when it comes to YouTube. I mean, his video channel is just so full of great stuff. It's like I sit here and I'm overwhelmed at my age. But I didn't know you knew Alex. The quick story for those that don't know, I was owned a recording studio for 20 years in Atlanta. And in 98, I got rid of my studio, 99, and I started building websites. I built my company was called Sound Pages, audio video websites back in 99. It was very primitive back then. And I met Alex through the internet. And I said, why don't you guys make audio buttons on your websites? Because I said, audio streams with Flash. And I use it with all my local business customers. I had a website called soundtestimonials.com where I would produce audio buttons for my local business clients. And Alex said, you need to go to this seminar called the System Seminar. And he said, you can come as my guest. And I'll never forget, Alex said, you're the internet audio guy. He says, you need to go buy that domain name. And I'll never forget, it was September 11th, 2001. I bought Internet Audio Guy and I bought Internet Video Guy, not knowing what I would do with it. Really hadn't done a whole lot with it, but I got known as the audio guy and I tried to be known as the video guy. And I know enough video to be dangerous, but I'm an audio engineer here. In fact, I'll give people a little quick tour. I am doing more and more music now that I've been here in Nashville. This is my new studio setup, which now basically that's what recording studios are. They're all virtual.
Crazy, isn't it?
But Ray, I want to talk to you about YouTube and what's new. And I'll tell you, there's two things that I got to do for me personally. So I want to hear what you have to say. Is number one, people forget that YouTube is a search engine. And people are constantly, let me turn this off here because it's going to may cause a problem. Yeah, there you go. YouTube is a search engine and you can get a tremendous amount of traffic, tremendous amount of relationships. And it is a huge part of content marketing. So what is new things that we need to be aware about with YouTube today? And then, of course, the two biggest things, how do you build your YouTube channel up? I'm not so much interested in the making money from the advertising share. I know a lot of YouTubers love making money from the ads that Google shares the revenue on. I'm more interested in about building relationships, but talk about it all. What's new? What should we pay attention to as video people?
Yeah, and I'm in the same boat with you, by the way. I don't really mess with, YouTube paying me one penny for every 1,000 views or anything like that. It's just... in the industry that I'm in, there's not enough people that would care enough to ever make me any money doing that. So for me, it is much more about the traffic. It is much more about getting people to see products, to learn about products, and to purchase products that we offer through YouTube. And of course, we do a lot of YouTube with other businesses, local businesses most especially. And the biggest thing to me, and this is not a new thing, this is actually an old thing, but it's something that everybody has to pay attention to. And that is, just like you said, it's a search engine, just like Google is, just like, you know, iTunes is a search engine, just like Amazon is a search engine. This is one of the biggest search engines in the world, and you need to be able to create content that can be found. And I see so many people that they do web marketing, and they'll spend a ton of time doing SEO on their websites and making sure that they've got backlinks and they've got the headlines and they've got the keywords and they got the, and then they'll go and they'll use video and they'll just throw a video up there and it'll say, you know, my great video .01. Why are you wasting all that time? You know, if you know how to do SEO on your website, why aren't you doing that with your videos? You know, videos need to be treated just like you would a website. You need a good title. You need good content in the text area. You need to start backlinking to it. You need to do all the things that you would do to a website to that YouTube video, because not only are you going to be able to rank it in YouTube so that people find it when they search there, but you get the opportunity to rank in the biggest search engines in the world, you know, especially Google. And of course, Bing is out there and some of the other ones. But if you can rank on both YouTube and Google, the traffic is going to be huge. And no matter how great your website is, you're probably not going to have your website show up when people search on YouTube. Just guessing that that's not going to happen. But you can have your stuff show up on both if you do YouTube videos and you do them properly and you SEO them, and you can get a lot of traffic from that. And it's not always even about the video itself. You know, this is one thing that people need to think about here is we've used YouTube videos as a way to rank on Google, where half the time people don't even watch the video. You know, it shows up on page one of Google. They see who it is. They see the phone number and they call right then and there. They don't even watch the video and they give a phone call. So you've got a lot of opportunity. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, you just throw garbage up on YouTube so it shows up on Google, but you can have great content and you can have it show up on YouTube and you can have it show up on Google. And even if people don't watch the video, you have an opportunity for them to call you on the phone, to click to your website, et cetera, and get some of that traffic. And to me, that's the biggest part of YouTube, is getting that traffic to know you, to like you, to trust you, so that they will come back, they'll purchase your products, or they'll join your courses, or they'll listen to your podcast, or whatever it is that you want them to do. But it all starts with making sure that you're doing your SEO work on your videos just like you would with a website.
Well, I'm guilty of exactly what you're talking about, a neglect. I mean, I knew how to make video content. I knew, you know, the basic structure of trying to build, you know, it's all about building relationships. But, you know, let's review what you said here. Really pay attention to titling. The setup of your YouTube channel, I'd like you to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah,
I see so many business YouTube channels of marketers or local businesses or whatever. And, you know, there's no header graphic. There's no they haven't gone through the steps, you know, kind of give us a little checklist of what we need to do to get that channel right. But like you said, the description says another video. I mean, that's crazy.
Right.
The successful people have multiple what I call backlinks to things that make them money. So, you know, every time you put up another piece of content in YouTube is an opportunity to get links to the things that make you money. And of course, there are some internal things that I got some questions about. But number one, give us a little checklist about what is a optimized YouTube channel and the links to things that make you money opportunities.
Sure. So the biggest thing you've got to do with your channel is you've got to, for lack of a better word, turn it into a channel. When you get a YouTube account, you can upload a video and not have an actual channel yet. You need to go into the back end. You need to turn that channel on. let YouTube know that, hey, I'm creating a channel. You got to give that channel a name. You got to put that nice graphic in the background, fill out the About Us section, make sure that it's got enough information so that people and Google know exactly what your business is about. You can add links to Facebook. You can add links to Google My Business, which we do with a lot of local businesses. You can add links to Twitter and your website, anywhere where you can get more information out there. You need to do it. Fill out that about section, fill out those links. There's an area to put in an email even. And if you have a business email and you're not afraid of people contacting you, which weigh that 50-50 sometimes, but you can put a YouTube, an email in there so that people can contact you directly from your YouTube channel. So all of these things can make a major impact in how your videos do. Making sure that that about section is keyword rich and really tells people about your business is going to be a big help. It's going to help Google to know more about your business so that they can actually promote your videos and promote your channel. You want to make sure that once you get that channel up, you've got some videos in there that you actually use the channel. And you can see Mike just pulled up my channel, which by the way, I call the most neglected channel on the internet, because I tend to start working on everybody else's except my own. I'm like the carpenter without here you can see, and Mike, if you want to, like at the top there, you can see we've got a banner at the top there, which is very easy to create. There are templates out there. If you use Canva, which is a free software, you can create your channel background very quickly and easily. And you can see, my channel background, that's not the greatest, most artistic, most beautiful background in the world, but it's there. And you can see on the right-hand side at the bottom of the banner, a link to different websites. So it will link to my website, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and the last one, I'm not even sure which one the last one is off the top of my head, but it's got a logo of me, so it might be a...
Get free music for your video.
Get free music for your video. There you go. So you can actually get some free music. If you scroll down, you can see that this is set up like a channel. And what I mean by that is right up front, there's a trailer video that's right there that's got information. And this, by the way, when you're getting started, the trailer video that you put on here, there's a couple of different things you can do. For new visitors, so the first time that they come to your channel, you have what's called a trailer. The trailer video is what they see right up front. It'll play right there for you. This is your opportunity to really introduce yourself, tell people what they can expect. Now, a lot of people will just throw a video in the trailer and do that if that's what your options are right now. But think about doing one that really is a trailer. And what's a trailer for? A trailer is to show people what's going to be coming soon. Whether it's, a trailer for the next Star Wars movie. It's going to tell you what that movie is basically going to be about, get you excited to come and watch Star Wars. In this case here, this trailer video is about the channel itself. What are we going to have on this channel? What are you going to see in this channel? How often are we going to make videos? What are our videos about? What are you going to learn? What are you going to get? That's the type of thing you want to put in this trailer. Now, if you're a local business, you might want to modify that a little bit. If you're a plumber, you might want to talk about your plumbing business a little bit more in a very general sense, an overview of the channel. And hey, this is Mike's Plumbing. And on this channel, we give you tips on how to make sure that your drains don't get stopped up. We give you tips on this. We put out videos showing you common causes of X, Y, and Z. And of course, we give you information about hiring us as a plumber. That's the type of thing you want in that trailer. Give people information of exactly what to expect. And you'll notice Mike opened up that video there. The structure of the video itself is a little bit different. And you can see, in fact, Mike, if you want to, even just hit read more there for a second, that'll kind of show some of that. Scroll on down past the video. So, and then hit the show more button. Sorry. Make Mike dance here. So you can see the structure of this video is very, very different. I just talked about how videos should have a lot of text and a lot of, a nice title. In this case here, the goal is slightly different with the trailer video. The trailer video is to give people more information, which is why right up front, you see all those different links. And, that's going to drive our traffic. Use the videos to give information. This is your trailer. This is your pitch. This is your opportunity to say, hey, this is who I am. This is what we do. Take a look at all of our stuff. So the structure of that video I did very differently. It doesn't have giant paragraphs of information. It has where to go for more stuff. It's very direct. And the reason for that is when we go back to the channel, like you see here, in that little preview area to the right of the screen, it has all those links. So they can get to my website. They can follow me. They can see what it's about right there with, you know, without just a ton of information that gets cut off, because it's going to cut off very quickly. So the fact that we've just got links there, boom, people can jump in, they can click those links and they can get right into it. So that's your trailer video. Now, in addition to a trailer video, you also have an opportunity to put some featured content. So if you come to my website or my channel the first time, you're going to get that trailer video. The next time you come to my channel, you're not going to see that trailer video. You're going to see featured content. And you can give a couple of pieces of content that you want people to see next. And that's going to be what you want to do next is after they see the trailer, and Mike's not signed in, so it's going to keep showing the trailer each time. But once you get there the second time, you want to put some content that is going to give people more information and really help them to take the next step. Now, this is where it could be, you know, if you're the plumber, you could immediately have the next thing be, you know, why we're the best service in the world. Or it could be, you know, how to five steps to make sure that you do, you know, do well with your plumbing or what have you. Get that featured content in there, and that's what they're going to see the next time. And then once you have all of that, you got to use the whole entire channel. And what I mean by that is if you go to just randomly pick a channel out there, especially one that's not, you know, a big popular channel, and what you're going to see is you're going to see that maybe they have the banner at the top, maybe they even have a trailer, and then below that they've got, you know, uploaded videos and a string of videos, and that's it. Well, there is so much more that you can do, and the more that you do, the more YouTube is going to take notice and say, okay, you know what? This is a legitimate channel. They're taking the time. They're taking the effort. We're going to help them out by promoting their videos more, by sending people there more, by having them show up in search more. And, you know, nowadays, even that banner up at the top, if you don't have that banner and you don't have your little icon with your logo in it, they're not even going to open up some of the features of the channel until you do. They're just going to lock you out. So until you do these things, they're not going to give you access to everything that you can use to promote your videos and your business. So you want to make sure that you do these. Now, down below that trailer, there's an area called sections. And what sections are featured types of videos. These are almost like categories, basically. And so you could have, you know, if we go back to our plumber, you could have a category called, you know, plumbing tips and have all the videos that are plumbing tips. It could be, the next one could be how to's and how to fix this, how to do this, how to make this, how to install this. And then your next category could be simple solutions and have solutions to problems people are having. And if you scroll down my page here, you'll see going down there, we've got the free video marketing giveaways is the first of the categories that we have in there, or the sections as they call it. And as we go down the page, you can see you got YouTube tips and tricks. And we keep going down there, you're going to see YouTube marketing support. And then you're going to see Free Stuff Friday, and then you're going to see video production tips. And all of this is going to allow you to categorize your information so people can find it quickly and easily and get exactly what they're looking for. But there's a much greater thing going on here too. And that is, well, at least in the way that I do most of these, is those sections are usually playlists. Okay. And if you don't know what a playlist is a collection of videos. So you go into playlists and you create a playlist for your plumbing tips, and you put in all of your videos that are plumbing tips into that playlist. Now you've got a playlist for those, and you can make a section for those. In your playlist, you can fill out all that information again. So everything that you would put in a video to get it noticed, you can put in the playlist. And if you notice where it says free marketing video giveaways, there's a little bit of a paragraph directly underneath that. That little paragraph there, under YouTube tips and tricks, which says video marketing for all means, blah, blah, blah. That actually is a full, complete description, you know, multiple paragraphs with links and everything else. They truncated on here, but if you went to the playlist, it actually is a big, long description. And that information is still on that video, on that section there. It just, you don't see it, but Google does, YouTube does. It's there on the page. And each one of those, you know, at least the more popular ones, we actually do that with. And there's probably playlists on here that are just playlists. But when we're going to feature a playlist, we make sure that that is optimized just like a video. Full text, right. Links, and everything else.
So I got a quick question. So the featured content on the homepage of your channel, those are playlists that you cherry pick, correct?
No, just individual videos. You just choose a couple of videos.
So featured videos is different than a playlist.
Featured videos is different than playlists. Yeah, featured videos is literally, it's just, I want to feature this video and this video. That's it.
You got multiple videos that you can do.
Yeah, so if you scroll back up, when you're logged in and you return, instead of the trailer, you would see the next featured video in there.
I'm just talking about these the free market giveaways and YouTube tricks. Are those playlists?
Or those are playlists that have been turned into categories, yeah, into sections.
So here's what I'm the takeaway, and then we're going to have a little station break, and we're going to come back, and I got a couple more questions, and we're going to take some questions. My gosh, you know, I'm going to have you a second time, because I try to keep the show to a half an hour, and we've already gone 20 minutes. That's how good this stuff is. So titling, multiple links, trailer video, featured video for your channel, building playlists, grouping videos together, and then when you get these playlists on the homepage, those are called categories. So these are all things that most people never pay attention to. And, you know, if you really want to have an optimized YouTube channel, you got to do all of these things, the banner, graphic, yep, the links back. You got to go through some hoops. I can tell you, I know for a fact, you got to associate your channel. There's been some new rules that I want to ask you some questions back. But we're going to take a little word from today's show is brought to you by the Mike Stewart Everything Club. So let's hear about that for a moment, and we'll be right back with Ray Lane, the video guy. Hey, Mike Stewart here with the Mike Stewart Everything Club, today's sponsor. You know, it's a way for you to own all of my products for one low monthly subscription price. You know, I looked at the Netflix model. They charge you a monthly fee, and it gets you access to all they do from now on as long as you stay a paying member. So you can go to the website, MikeStewartEverythingClub.com, and watch the video to learn more about it. But basically, for $19.97 a month, you're going to have access to podcast install, mastering mobile video, instant video blogger, easy follow-up video, tablet video membership sites, $2 themes, over 500 tracks of legal music to use in your YouTube videos, sales videos, and podcasts, local domain retailer, how to make money every month selling domains and hosting through GoDaddy, and marketing wisdom from my partner, Hal Coleman, and myself with the Next Level Marketing Workshop. Plus, coming real soon, I'm going to be selling .live secrets for $4.97, and as a current member, paid member, you're going to have access to that as well. Plus a whole lot more in the works, and it's all included with your monthly subscription to Mike Stewart Everything Club. So be sure to check us out at MikeStewartEverythingClub.com. MikeStewart.live. Hey, everybody, we're back. Thanks for listening. Hey, I'm going to get a little bonus going right now for people that watch this video. If you go to MikeStewartEverythingClub.com for a limited time, I've got a dollar trial that you can try it out for a month. And then, of course, it's $19.97 a month. But basically, my Everything Club is everything I ever create. You get access it if you're it's kind of like the Netflix of my trainings. So anyway, hope you'll consider checking that out. And then, of course, you want to hear more from our good buddy here, Ray Lane. So, Ray, these are the things that I have some questions about. Talk a little bit about end cards and talk a little bit about iCards.
Sure.
And, you know, one of the things that I've seen happen, I was given the opportunity to do the iCards, which are basically links that pop up in the middle of your video at a specific program time. And YouTube took that away from me because I didn't have enough subscribers. And of course, nowadays, you know, talk about this challenge, getting like I see that you have Ray, the video guy is the name of your channel, and that's your URL. They won't let me have one yet until I get enough subscribers.
Right. Yeah.
So talk about things that you got to do to make it better. You know, better URL, iCards, end cards, and other things that you can do to help make your, you know, one of the things about end cards is keeping people, you know, like one of the biggest problems I've had people ask, you know, how do I get all these other non-related videos popping up at the end of my video? And so just talk about those things. And then I don't let me forget what you did for Pac-Man. You can see my gold record here behind me. I was in a band called Buckner Garcia, and Ray helped us with a video we did like 5 years ago. And I want you to talk about what you did. I think you spent $50, and that was the catalyst to get that thing up to about 12 million views as of today. Now, that's not earth-shattering compared to Justin Bieber and some of these people who just get billions of views. But for old rockers like us, that little $50, what can we do? Just so talk about everything we can do to make it better. In cards, I cards, avoiding getting a better channel. What are the new YouTube rules? Hey, there you go. I just bombarded you with a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. Go.
No, hey, that's good. And there is a lot, you know, in the old days, YouTube had gotten a little bit lax with things. They allowed us to do anything. We could go and we could get our, you know, youtube.com/whatever. Anytime we wanted. They just allowed us to do that. They allowed us to connect our website. They allowed us to have all these features. People abused them, of course, and that caused a lot of issues. And one of the things that YouTube wanted to do was they wanted to stop the average everyday person from coming in and getting youtube.com/whatever, locking that up, and then never doing anything with it. You know, now, you know, if you think about it this way, and obviously this would never happen, but imagine if it did. Imagine if I went on and I got youtube.com/Walmart, and then I just, I didn't do anything with it, and it just sat there. Well, now Walmart can't use that when it's their business name because it's already taken, but nobody's doing anything with it. Somebody just took it. So they wanted to make sure that that didn't happen. Now, obviously, you know, in the case of Walmart, they just turn around and sue you for using their name. But in the case of Mike Stewart, if somebody went and got youtube.com/Mike Stewart because their name was Mike Stewart and they posted a picture of their, you know, child's sixth birthday and that was the only thing they ever posted, well, now they've got that locked up and Mike Stewart, who's doing all the stuff with YouTube, doesn't have access to that. So they wanted to make sure that that didn't happen. So now in order to get that, you have to do a lot of different things. This is where it comes back to what I talked about earlier. You need to first and foremost have that graphic in the background. You need to have that icon. If you don't have those things, they're not even going to give you things like, the thumbnails. They won't give you the custom thumbnails until you have that. So that feature will be taken away. You get that done. You verify your account with your phone. They're going to give you longer videos. They're going to give you the custom thumbnails. And now you'll have access to that, which, by the way, that's a huge thing that needs to be talked about too, is thumbnails. You need to do thumbnails and you need to do good thumbnails. YouTube actually goes out and they pick videos to feature and they'll put it on their front page, or it'll be, you know, when somebody's watching a video and they feature videos on the side, a lot of that stuff is hand chosen and it's done through the title and the thumbnail. So those are the two most important things. So don't forget the thumbnails, but you need to make sure that you've got that channel set up or you're not even going to have access to those. Now, the next step of that is when we're talking about the iCards and when we're talking about the end screens. Now, I'm surprised to hear they actually took the feature away from you, Mike. That's kind of surprising. I hadn't really heard of a lot of people getting it taken away. But one of the most powerful things that you can do is to have those iCards or the end screens where you can have people link back to your website. You won't be able to do that until you have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time in a 12-month period. That's a lot of watching. So you think about that. If you have a one-hour video, it has to be watched 4,000 times. Or take that math and break it down by minutes. And you're going to see that you've got to have a lot of views, and it all has to be in a 12-month period. So if you do it in that first 12 months, but then the next 6 months you do nothing, they can take that away because that rolling 12 months, you're not keeping up with that 4,000 hours of viewing. So they can take that stuff away. But you want to be able to connect your website. Now, in the meantime, you can get access to the end screens and you can get access to the iCards. And I'm not sure, I don't recall off the top of my head what the threshold is for those particular items. But once you have access to that, you can use those without linking back to your website. So you can literally have iCards that link to another video you want people to watch, or link to your channel, or link to, you know, something internally. You can have an end screen that shows your other videos, that shows, you know, a subscribe button, for instance. So even if you don't have access to send people to your website quite yet, you can send them to different videos and you can send them to your channel and you can get them to subscribe and all of that fun stuff inside of there as well. So they can be very, very powerful. I will be the first to admit, however, and Mike, I don't know, you know, what your experience is with it, but I found that the cards, hit or miss, you know, they tend to do okay if the video you go, hey, by the way, if you hit the eye icon up here and you click on that, you can learn more about this. If they're there just there by themselves, they don't tend to do all that well. YouTube used to have a much better system for that. Unfortunately, they took it away from us, and that was they used to have the annotations that you could put on the screen. So you could put graphics on the screen and boxes and text and things like that right on the screen, and people could click on them and whatnot. They didn't work on mobile, and which is probably part of the reason they took it away, but they took away the whole thing, and you know, a tear for that, because we used to get just tons and tons and tons of clicks because of that stuff. But nowadays, we're stuck with the cards and the end screens. So that means two things. One, you got to educate people on using the cards, which means in your videos, you really want to make people pay attention to that card that's up there in the corner. Number two, in your end screens, you know, you need to get people to the end. They're not going to see that end screen if they cut off your video halfway. So you need to create content that gets people to the end screen to be able to see that. And how do we do that? Well, you got to, you know, use a lot of your best marketing practices with that, you know, hooking people at the beginning and not delivering that until the end. So they have to stick around, you know, hey, in this video, we're going to give you, you know, a PDF that tells you the five things you need to do to make $1 million. And then you go into your video and remind them. And at the end, we're going to get you that PDF. And then at the end, you finally give them that PDF. There's your end screen. So you kind of hook them into staying to listen to your content to get all the way to the end, which is not easy to do. You know, if you're a local plumber, if you're a dentist, it's tough to get people to watch your entire video all the way through. And so end screens can be great if you can get people there. My recommendation, honestly, is that people are still used to the description. The link in the description still seems to be the most powerful tool. Mm-hmm. I've had people watching the video and, you know, they'll scroll past to leave a comment. And by the way, this is another tip too. Put your best link and your best call to action as your first comment. So go into your video, create a comment and say, hey, if you want to download our free PDF on 20 ways to become a millionaire, click this link here, put the link in there, pin that to the top. And I'll tell you why, because even though the link in the description is powerful, even though the eye icon in the top could be powerful, even though the end screen can be powerful, I literally still to this day on a consistent basis have people that will watch the video that'll have the eye icon in the corner. It'll have the end screen. It'll have the little banner that pops up on the eye icon, tells people what to do. And then in the description, I'll say, hey, click here to get the 20 whatevers. They will still scroll past all of that, go to the comments and say, how do I get that PDF on the 20? What? You know, it's everywhere. How did you miss it? You had to scroll past it three times in order to even write this message. But people will do that. So make sure you put that in your comments. They'll still do it. Even if the comment is right there at the top, they'll still do it. But make sure you put that in there. And there's a good reason for that, not only from the standpoint of getting people to click, but it's also a good YouTube SEO trick is to have your comment on there, like your own comment, pin the comment to the top, give it a heart, all that kind of stuff. And that's going to help you with SEO as well. But if you can do cards, do them. You know, do they always get a lot of clicks? Not as much as the old stuff did, I don't think, unless you really sit there and tell people to do it. But don't be afraid to tell people to do it. You know, watch a lot of videos. You'll see people will do that. They'll be in the middle of the thing and say, and if you want to know more about how to unstop that drain in your kitchen, well, we've got a video. You can click the icon right here and that's going to take you to that video. So you can do things like that, and don't be afraid to do that. It does help. It will get more people to click, because people just, YouTube's not done a great job of training people to use that eye icon. And that's the big problem. You know, even though some people use it, people aren't trained to click on it. They don't know what it is. And that's the biggest problem right now. And I think they need to work on that. That would be a big thing. YouTube, if you're paying attention, do that. You know, Facebook has done a great job lately of doing TV commercials on features, you know, join Facebook groups. Well, I think YouTube needs to go, you know, the power of the eye icon or something and get that out.
You know, the biggest problem is that there's a lot of things that people leave blank, all the way from the titles to the header graphics to, you know, everything. And they forget how powerful a search engine YouTube is. They forget how powerful a content marketing opportunity is. And my thought process is, don't leave anything blank. And if the confusion is you don't know what to fill out or what's important, I mean, you know, I remember when the annotations were replaced with the iCards, and I believe the cell phone was the reason.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Now that meant anything that you had annotation wise, that all went away. Now, you know, if you got 1,000 videos in your channel, you got 1,000 things to configure. I don't think there's a piece of software out there that will automate 1,000 videos. They got to be done one at a time. So it's a lot of work to get this thing optimized. We've got a lot of great questions that I want to get. We're going to run long today, folks, but I don't care because I got Ray here. He may never come back after I've grilled him so much. Anything. So I better capture him while I still got his attention. Number one, you know, I have a question about is, well, here's the senior moment confident. I know one of them was paid promotion of videos. You know, I know that you paid money to help us kickstart. I remember we found a great channel to run a pre-roll ad on our Pac-Man video, and that just kicked it into high gear, and then it just started snowballing. So do you recommend that for small starting out channels to buy some views?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you have to look at it in different ways. Now, typically, if you think of promoting a video, you think of a YouTube ad. Okay. Most people think of an ad as what you would normally think of an ad on TV or whatever. It's to sell a product. Well, that's not always the case in YouTube. You can look at a YouTube ad in a totally different way. In the old days, going back, we used to spend quite a bit of money on a video that we wanted to do well. And what we would do with that video is we would put that video on YouTube. We'd make sure it's optimized. And then we would go to like Fiverr and we'd pay some guy $5 to give us like 10,000 views of that video. And we'd pay another guy in Fiverr, you know, $5 to do a whole bunch of backlinks and social bookmarking and things like that. So now we've spent $10, $20, sometimes $50 on one video to get it to work its way up. And, you know, I'm a slow learner, probably. It's probably part of the issue. Not the smartest way to do things. Back in the day, it was a smart thing to do. It worked. Was it the best thing to do? Maybe not, but it worked and you could do it. But YouTube, of course, got smart and caught on to all these tricks that people were doing. Well, I sat there one day and I thought, well, wait a minute. If I'm going to pay this guy $5 to give me 10,000 views that really don't matter, they're garbage views, they're robots, they're this and that, why not just pay YouTube directly $5 to promote that video and get my views directly through YouTube? You're going to get better views. They're going to like that you're giving them money. And of course, you know, you still got the opportunity that if you've got a product that is selling something, if you got a video that's selling a product and you're targeting it by running these ads on YouTube, you're not only going to get views, but you're going to get views of people that are actually interested in what you're doing, which means you could get sales off of that. You know, we've done things where, you know, we spent the $5 or the $10 to get YouTube to give us views that were somewhat targeted with the purpose of just getting views so that, you know, more people could find it, but people bought the product. And so we made back way more than the $5 or $10 that we spent. Does that happen every time? No, but if you go into it not thinking of it as an ad where you're going to get somebody to buy something, but you go into it as in, I'm paying to get more views so that more people will find the video, then you can be very, very happy with what you get out of that. And again, you know, if you're doing this for a local business, a plumbing business, a dentist business, chances are if that's a targeted group that watches your video, they don't need a dentist today. They don't need a plumber today. So you're not going to get a return on that day, but a couple months down the road, they may remember, oh, wait, John's Plumbing was the one that had that video. Let's call John's Plumbing. And they'll look it up and they'll give them a call. So you got to go into it looking at it as you're spending money to get views so that your video does better, but you could at the same time get something back from that depending upon what you've got in the video. But yeah, I highly recommend you do that. Put money that way instead of doing some of these scams that are out there, you know, because YouTube's going to catch on.
Black hat, and black hat always gets banned by Google. So, yeah. So let me ask you this, and then we got to get some of these great questions. You're going to love these questions. Do those paid views count towards your hours and views on your channel?
Yes.
So in other words, not only are you getting legitimate views by paying for them, targeted views, but you're also getting credit of building up your hours, because like we've been doing some local business advertising, and some of these videos are getting 100,000 views locally, and over time. So as long as those views, so that time calculation and those views do count towards your channel, even though you're paying YouTube to distribute your video.
There are some things that they don't count and some things that they do, but when you run an ad and somebody watches your video, that's still a view. So
okay, what's your opinion on what I'm doing right now? One of the reasons I do live streaming twice a month, and I could, I Gary Vaynerchuk probably says you should do it, every 15 minutes, and that's just not realistic for me.
Actually, he doesn't. The funny thing is he says the biggest mistake he made was having people expect him to do something every day. So,
well, I'm making consistent because one, this is fun. I get together with old friends here and we get to talk about my favorite thing of marketing and video. But this live streaming is forcing me to make relevant content, which I repurpose as a podcast. I repurpose it as a transcription. I repurpose it as a blog post. In other words, I put it, to quote him, be everywhere with this content. So it's looking here, we're at 41 minutes and it's because there's just too much. God, there's so much I want to talk about, but anything new, exciting, good, bad, positive about going live on YouTube?
Well, live is great. And there's a lot of different things that have happened with live. They've added stuff like, and we're talking about YouTube Live. I also highly recommend Facebook Live. I love Facebook Live. So that's another great opportunity. But with YouTube Live, they've added things like the ability for people to pay you to get their question to show up longer. So in other words, if you're doing a live on YouTube and somebody's watching live and they're on YouTube and they go, oh, yeah, hey, should I use the color blue or the color red? That's just going to scroll through with all the other comments in there. But you have the opportunity to pay money to the creator, content creator, to have that question pop up and stay there so that they see it. So it'll stay for 10 seconds or 20 seconds. And depending on how much you pay, it'll stay longer. You can tip people while they're doing live videos. So somebody can just send you a dollar as a tip. So there's a lot of really cool things they're doing with that where you can actually make extra money just by doing lives. But lives, of course, they rank well. It used to be the conventional wisdom was that if you did a live video, it would rank a lot better than a regular video. I don't know if that's truly the case. I've seen where regular videos do just as well. There's probably a bit of an edge, but it's a bit like two videos that have a good title. Maybe one's got a slightly better title than the other, so it's going to get a little bit of an edge, but realistically, it's probably only going to be a small amount. It's not going to be a huge advantage, but it is an advantage. So if you can do it, if you can do a live video, it's definitely going to be at least a little bit of a help. And of course, everything is, it's like a big soup. You got to put it all in there. You got to have proper titles, you got to have proper descriptions, you got to have keywords, you got to have backlinks, you got to have, if you go live, that throws in there. I mean, just all these different things help to build a channel and to get videos to rank better. But it is a lot of work. There's no doubt about it. There is a lot of work involved, and I don't think people realize how much.
And I don't know many people out there as skilled as you or Daryl Eaves or that will do it for people. Well, it's clerical work that is just filling in the blanks and answering the questions. Well, speaking of which, answering questions, I want to answer a few questions and we're going to have to wrap it up here, but people have stuck with us. That's awesome. Gene said, what are the current number of views required to unlock features on your channel? Kind of give us a rundown. I want to hear that. I heard that you have 1,000 subscribers and you said 4,000 hours.
4,000 hours. Yeah. So that's the big number is 4,000 hours. That's where you're going to get your really good, that's when you can associate your website and get all the real powerful tools. For me, I think that's a lot. That to me just seems like too much. And I'm hoping that they'll adjust that at some point in time. You know, before they left the door wide open. Now they've really shut the door on most people. And I think they need to go somewhere in between that. You know, 4,000 hours of view time, that's a lot. But unfortunately, that's what it is. Now you have a whole year to do that. So the more you can do it, the better. So
can you see these questions okay, Ryan?
I can. I can see them.
And I got to tell you a little bit, my good friend here, Carlin Bunting. Carlin was one of my video clients from, I bet, 15, I guess it was 2005 or six. I can't even remember. It's been so long. But he owns you're not going to believe the URL he has, grandcanyon.com. And video marketing has, and so it's tickled that Carlin's here. But answer his question for him there.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is about the centering of the graphics on the channel. And yes, YouTube has this thing, and what they call it is they call it one channel. Okay. And so you create one graphic that works on TVs, that works on websites, that works on mobile, that works on iPads, and the iPads and the phones are different. But what you do is you actually create an image that's 2560 by 1440. So that's a huge image. And you put your content right in the center of that image. So you got a bunch of space on the top and bottom, and you want to leave space on the left and right. You put your content in a banner in the center of that. And then when you upload it to YouTube, the good thing is that they actually show you what it looks like on each of the devices. So you can look at it and go, oh, you know what? That center graphic is a little too much. It gets cut off on mobile. Go back into Photoshop, make that a little smaller, give it a little more space. But yeah, you do. You center it right in the middle of that. And there are templates out there. Like I said, Canva will give you templates like that. If you search YouTube channel art, you'll find a graphic that you can bring into Photoshop and you can mark off, you know, where things should fit so yeah. that it's not over the size.
I was real impressed with Canva. Has a template already built in. And as long as you stay within their template, you know, and you adjust it, you make it work. Gene wanted to I'll give Gene another question here. Say, wait, pay for YouTube targeted views? How did you do that?
Okay, so the targeted views, if you've ever run any sort of Google ad, and if you haven't, I'll explain it a little bit here. YouTube used to kind of run a separate marketing and advertising program inside of Google Ads or what used to be AdWords. Now they kind of mix it together. But what you need to do is you need to go into you need to have a Google Ads account. So make sure you go create that. It only takes a couple of minutes to do it. It's not hard. Once you have an ads account, then you can create campaigns and bring in videos. So when you go into Google Ads and you say new campaign, it'll ask you what kind of campaign you want. You can choose video and you can just bring in your video, give it, you know, an ad title and whatnot. You can choose the type of ad that you want. So you can have a pre-roll ad, you can have a search ad. And then you just, put a little bit of money towards it and you keep it simple. $5 a day, $3 a day, run it for 3 days at $5 and spend $15. You're going to get some views out of that. It does have to be approved. So make sure you're not doing anything too sketchy. But I will say YouTube is a lot more lenient, or at least it seems to be, or used to be, than traditional Google Ads. Now that they've kind of merged, that's not quite as much the case, but The way that they kind of see it is if you've got a video on YouTube already and they haven't banned it, then they're probably going to give you an ad for it. They're not going to have an issue. But you do have to do that through AdWords. So open up an ad account. It doesn't take long to create a nice ad in that. They used to have, and forgive me, they probably still do. I just haven't used it in so long. And now that they've changed the entire back end of YouTube, who knows where anything is anymore. But they used to actually have a promote button on every video, which made it very simple to just throw $5 towards a video or $10 towards a video. But I don't even know if they have that anymore, if you just have to go into AdWords, which is what I do anyway. So
Yeah. If you don't have an AdWords account, get an AdWords account today and learn your way around it. Well, we're going to take one more question, but I cannot believe it, Ray. Just for two guys getting together, talking about what they love, time just flies by, and I don't think we scratched the surface of it. So we get any comments. You want to have Ray back on another show, put it in the comments. We'd love to have him. In fact, Tom is a good client, good buddy of mine, old radio guy, does a lot with local business. Tom, I think Tom even mentioned earlier that he's a customer of yours, Ray. But Tom, oh, cool. I didn't even know there were what does he mean by hashtags?
Just like with Twitter and Facebook, YouTube does have hashtags. I use them. Their effectiveness, it's questionable. Some people don't like them. And I'll tell you why. So let's say that you make a video about, you're selling cans of spinach. And so you create a video about your spinach. And at the bottom of your description, you put hashtag spinach. Now, the good thing about that is potentially anybody who is, looking for spinach might put in that hashtag and they might find your video. The other side of the coin is, and this is where a lot of people don't like it, is when that hashtag shows up on your video, a lot of times they think, well, people are going to click that hashtag and they're going to go away from your video. So you kind of have to weigh, whether you want to give the opportunity for people to click away, but measure it with, will people come to your video from hashtags? And what's cool about the hashtags, and this is something, by the way, I don't recall ever YouTube ever announcing these. I don't recall anybody ever talking about them and then all of a sudden they were just there one day. And what it is when you put a hashtag, and by the way, I discovered these by accident, and I'll tell you how. So if you put a hashtag in your video, so somewhere in your description of your video, you put hashtag spinach, what happens is at the top of that video, right under the actual video player, before the description, it'll show up to three hashtags right there under the video. And the way that I found those was we had a client who was, it was like 123 4th Street, suite number 500. And because we put pound 500, it turned it into a hashtag and showed up at the top. And I'm like, what the heck is this? Why is this like pound 500 showing up here? And I realized, oh, they're putting hashtags up there now. And so we started to do the hashtag thing. So what's great about hashtags and what I do is on mine, I put hashtag Ray the Video Guy. So if they're watching one of my videos, it's not like, other people have hashtag Ray the Video Guy in their videos. So they're going to click that hashtag and see only my videos potentially. And then we can do hashtag, video marketing. Now you do video marketing. Now you're going to see stuff from everybody. Yeah. So, you have to weigh that out. Now, the one other consideration with hashtags too is another thing that YouTube will put at the top underneath your video is location. And so if you're a local business, you can put in the address of that location and it'll put a map pin underneath that video. So if that's more useful to you because it's a local business, then you may want to stick with that instead of hashtags for that particular purpose. But if you want to be getting people into your content, certainly do the hashtags. They're a lot of fun. Like I said, I discovered them by accident, been using them ever since. I think they're cool. One other thing with hashtags that I started doing before hashtags were actually a useful thing in YouTube is I used to put hashtags in, well, I still do to an extent, in my tags as well. And the reason I did that is if I put a tag of hashtag Ray the Video Guy or hashtag this, nobody else is going to put that in there. So now what happens is on the side of your video, this side, I'm mirrored here, on this side of your video where it shows those suggested videos on the side of your video, because you put unique tags into your tag area and maybe even in the content itself, it's going to find those other videos that have those unique tags, and you're more likely to have your videos show up in the suggested side than other people's videos. So that's one other thing that I've discovered that, it's not 100%. It's not like only your stuff's going to show up, but I did find that more of your stuff showed up when you did that. So.
Well, it improves things. So just to recap real quick, hashtags is just basically getting a keyword with the little tic-tac-toe sign. I remember David Letterman thought you just typed out the word hashtag. No, a hashtag is putting the little number sign.
Little pound symbol, number symbol, whatever you want to call it.
And a key phrase. And you're putting the hashtag in the description and also in the tags area of YouTube videos. Each video can have its own unique tags, its own unique hashtags, and three.
Well, you can have as many as you want, but if you want them to show up at the top underneath the video itself, only the first three are going to show up there. So you could put 20 of them in your description, but only the first three are going to show up at the very top.
Okay, great, great. Well, listen, I could talk all day, but we I try to keep this to a half an hour, and we're almost a whole hour. But this is Ray, folks are wanting you back. This is what Carlin said. You know, that's the whole purpose of MikeStewart.live. I tell you, I've been doing webinars for years, and the reason we did webinars is to teach people things, and then we would, you know, pitch something, you know, and say, okay, I'm going to stay here for another hour until you buy something. And I just, in my retirement years here, my slowing down, I would just rather create good content with good people. If you want to know how to support me, subscribe to my YouTube channel, subscribe to Ray's YouTube channel, go visit our website, MikeStewart.live, links to everything that makes me money. .live Secrets is my new course here. I'm not pitching these things. I'm just telling you, I'm living and breathing what I recommend everybody do. And I'm going to try to keep bringing people of the caliber here of Ray. But Ray is one of the best. And he, like I said, he is the video guy that I look to. And I'm so glad you were here today. So
me too.
So let's, this was just a ton of fun, and I would love to do it again. But right now, just folks, do this for Ray. Go to raythevideoguy.com. Check out, subscribe to his things, share this live stream, share this with everybody, subscribe to everything. And I want to build this into something that helps a lot of people. And then I figure that the sponsorships will help me stay white-haired in my old age. So, Ray, thanks again, buddy. Any final comments before we call it a day?
Yeah, you know, the only thing I would say is the biggest part of all this is getting out there and doing it. You know, you may not know all 30 steps that need to be done, but if you can take step number one, you can always add the others later. So get out there and start making content, and then start building upon that.
Well, with that, Ray Lane, have a great week, and I hope to talk to you soon. And thanks, everybody, for all the great questions. And yes, I hope to catch all of you again soon. So Mike Stewart with MikeStewart.live saying good day, good week. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. I'm the second and fourth Monday of every month. And between now and then, I'll figure out what the next show. So subscribe to my email list to know what the next show is. And be sure to check out Ray with all the things he's doing. So have a great day.